This episode is brought to you by ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Whether you're buying or selling a home, get matched with up to three top selling agents in your area. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Savvy Savings with Amanda is a special segment that appears in every episode of the Rock on the Money podcast. You can find Amanda on Twitter and Instagram at Agile Amanda, as well as our Facebook group. For more information, head on over to rockonthemoney.com. And now, here's Savvy Savings with Amanda. What you got for Savvy Savings today?
Today's topic is college, how to save money while in college. So I think I've mentioned before, my son is 18 and he just finished his first semester in college and about to start the second one here in the beginning of February. So we are keenly aware of the price of college and living in at college. So I thought today's topic would be helpful for those who are also in the same boat or who are looking at college expenses in the coming fall.
And actually, isn't this time of year that people are applying? Well, actually, they started late fall.
Yeah, they start accepting. Yeah. Getting notice that, acceptance letters and stuff.
So it's coming up, though.
Yes, it is. Yeah. So the first tip is make sure that you are applying or filling out the FAFSA form each and every year. Yeah. So that's the free federal form that you fill out that helps determine what your expected family contribution should be. So even if you think your income is too high that you won't get any federal assistance, you still need to fill it out because that's also how the schools make a determination of how they're going to award scholarships and grants. Yep. So you do need to fill it out every year, no matter what your income level is. The second tip, once you're in school, you want to make sure that you're not buying any new textbooks. Textbooks are outrageously expensive.
What a scam.
It is. Yeah, it's a scam. But so your options there are you can either buy the textbooks used. That's what I did when I was in college. I always looked for the used ones. And if you go to the bookstore, you can sort through them and see if there are there's a copy that doesn't have a bunch of highlighting in it or other marks. But the other thing is you might want something that someone else has already done the work of highlighting. So you never know.
Yep.
Or you can rent your textbooks. That's another option. Trust me, you are not going to read your book again after you finish the semester. I thought, oh, this is a really cool book. I'm going to put it on my shelf and I'm sure I'll use it as a reference. In the 3 degrees I have on my wall, I've never once opened a textbook from any of them again after I finished the class. So don't think you need to buy a new one and keep it in case you want to use it in the future. To that end, you can sell those books back at the end of the term. Even used books you can sell back either to your bookstore or Amazon. Amazon is a wonderful textbook service. You can rent, buy, and sell books on Amazon. I did that in law school for a few times. You just scan the barcode of the book that you have to sell and they'll tell you what the offer is and you ship it in like you would ship a normal Amazon return and then they just post an Amazon credit to your account and it's wonderful.
Nice.
Yeah, and you can buy the books there as well, either from Amazon directly or a lot of times it's sellers that just sell through Amazon. Well, they claim you can save up to 85% on textbooks after you prove that you're a student. You can also get Amazon Prime Student to receive free and fast shipping. And Amazon Prime Student is free for 6 months. And then after that, it's $6.49 a month.
Nice.
So it's cheaper than the regular Amazon Prime. And then, of course, you get all the other benefits of Prime, like Prime Dreaming and music and movies and all that. When you are in school, you want to make sure you're aware of and use all of the included college amenities. And I use the word included in quotes because when we did college tours, a lot of times they would say, oh, hey, this health center is free to you. And it's not really free because you're paying a buttload of fees for all sorts of things on campus. So it's definitely included. So because you've already paid for it, you should definitely make use of it. Mm-hmm. And that's a technical term, Craig, buttload.
I caught that. I got it.
When you're in school, you also can look for and attend events that offer free food. So while you may have a dining plan, the dining plan may only cover so many meals a day or a week. And then you know, if you're looking to gap fill or save some of that money, like my son's school, it's on like a debit card type thing. So you get charged for the food that you eat, and you have like one big balance for the semester that you have to kind of budget towards. So you can certainly stretch that food budget by attending events that offer free food. Yes, there's a lot of pizza involved. So if you hate pizza, that might be challenging, but they do offer other things as well. And then in terms of entertainment, those free events usually are pretty entertaining and have some activities, and you may even meet some friends. You can brew your own coffee. So we talked about how to save on coffee a few episodes back, but this is definitely an area where you can save a bunch when you're in school. Those little coffee shops on campus, they know your weakness and they're going to charge you for it. So set up a Keurig in your own room and brew your own coffee. Even the K-Cup pods or Nespresso pods are going to be a better bargain than paying $4 or $5 for the brew on your way to class.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you're using your student discount wherever you can. So keep that student ID on you at all times when you're out and about. You never know when you go somewhere if they offer a student discount, and it doesn't hurt to ask. So a lot of like movie theaters offer student pricing. Other events and other entertainment venues offer student pricing at their box offices. So, you know, just ask. It doesn't hurt to ask. The worst that can happen is they say no.
Yeah.
Save on your cell phone by getting on the family plan with your parents, if your parents are willing to do that.
My daughter is still on my plan.
Yeah. So She's 27 years old. Yeah. And that's fine. Even if you, even if your parents want you to pay for it, a portion of their bill is going to be less than a single person cell phone bill.
Yeah, it's only $10
right,
to add or on T-Mobile. Yeah. So it's like, eh. Whatever.
Use the school gym to work out. Skip the fancy, expensive gym memberships elsewhere at the Y or whatever. Plus, you're going to save yourself time and gas by not having to drive somewhere to go to a gym. You can get your hair cut by beauty school students who are either on your campus or at a beauty school nearby. That's for anyone. You don't have to be in college to do that. My sister went to cosmetology school, so she always had room on her schedule for guinea pigs to get their hair cut. Yeah, so I would say that is a great option for people who have simple hair that they want to get done, or you can call and you can see what kind of models they're looking for. And if you're feeling adventurous and want to go with some new do or don't care what happens, then that's a great option.
Mm.
Carpool home for the holidays. So check around and make sure you make connections with people who live in your same hometown so you can share the driving home responsibilities for like Thanksgiving or Easter or any other time when you want to go home. I did that when I was an undergrad. I was 5 hours away from home, and you know, we all got, there were five of us in the car every time for this road trip, and chipping in for gas sure made it a lot easier. Limiting your eating out. We talk about that all the time for everyone, so that's no surprise. Avoid buying school supplies that you don't need. So nowadays with laptops, a lot of times you don't need a whole bunch of notebooks and pens and highlighters. You can get away with just a couple of those, maybe one notebook for your notes. But, and of course, this depends on whether or not your professor allows you to use a laptop in class. Some still ban those, but keep in mind that you have other ways to take notes nowadays. Of course, like when I was younger, I always coveted the Trapper Keeper, and I only had a basic binder, but in reality, generic type of supply is going to be just fine, and you don't have to get name brand supplies. Did you have a Trapper Keeper, Craig?
No, I didn't.
Oh, they probably came out after you were done with school.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know what year you're talking about, right? I had a metal lunchbox and stuff like that.
No, Trapper Keepers were the hot thing when I was younger. I wasn't that cool.
No.
You can coordinate with your roommate for room furnishings and supplies. So, you know, if you're moving into a dorm, make sure you know who's bringing a microwave, who's bringing a mini fridge, and you can split those costs so that, you know, first of all, you don't have room in your room for two of everything, but it also helps to cut down the cost if you're only having to supply half of those big ticket items.
See, here's the problem. I never got to do any of this.
You didn't go to college?
I did, but I never finished.
I got through part
of the third year, and then the fire department called and said, hey, you can report here. You're hired. I'm like, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
So I became a firefighter.
Well, you didn't do any of this in your first 3 years?
No, I live locally. I commuted.
Oh, well, that's also a saving opportunity. If you're local, then keep living with your parents.
Yeah, that was great. No, I ended up rooming with some other guys, but
Yeah.
No, I didn't get to do the whole campus thing. I feel cheated.
Yeah, that is a nice experience. You definitely want to make sure you're applying for scholarships and not just through your school. So we did talk about the FAFSA right off the top, but I do a search every year and help my son find obscure scholarships to apply for. And we track them in a Google sheet on when their deadlines are and their applications. And it's a substantial amount of effort to apply, especially if you are a, you know, white male student with a mother who's, you know, no longer in dire straits. It is a challenge, but there are some out there. The next tip is don't fail any classes. Yes. You get charged for it when you retake it. So then you're paying for that class twice.
Oh, yeah. So
you do want to make sure, one, that you're loading your schedule with classes that are appropriate for where you are in the learning process, and that you are then dedicating your time and energy to being successful in that class.
In other words, what? Talk to your advisor, right?
Yeah, well, and also maybe think on your own as well. I've seen some advisors send some kids astray.
I'm starting to think we don't like advisors at all in this around here.
Well, I mean, a lot of advisors are just other college students, Craig. So
I know.
Yeah.
Are you talking about financial advisors or college?
College, yeah.
Oh,
college.
I just want to figure that out. Go ahead.
Yeah. Be smart with banking and credit cards. There are so many applications or notices that come in the mail as soon as your child starts or becomes 18. It is insane how they just love to prey on new adults. Yep. And every single main event that is at a college has a table set up for the college credit union, you know, offering a free lunchbox or whatever they're offering that day. Don't sign up for something just for a free gift. Make sure you're making a smart decision on banking and avoid credit cards like the plague. You know, you have to find a way to manage without building up that debt. You can't be living your life today on tomorrow's money.
I banned my kids from applying for any of those during college. I said, I will take care of everything. Do not sign up for any credit cards. They did. They avoided it.
Also, back to your car, don't become a chauffeur just because you have your car on campus and other people don't. You don't have to agree to give someone rides everywhere. And certainly if you are, they should be kicking in gas money as well.
And be careful about your insurance companies as well.
Well, that's a good point. I mean, check your state laws as well.
Right.
For restrictions there, but assuming there are no restrictions and you're just, you know, being a good friend, it still can be a money drain. Carry a water bottle with you, much more economical. And again, these are good tips for anyone, not just people in college, but have that water bottle with you so you can fill it up on your way to class rather than stopping and buying a bottle of water. Always do a full load of laundry. We've talked about that before, but especially when you're in college and you're relying on pay per load type of laundry facilities, you don't want to be paying twice when you could have paid once for the washing machine. Protect your stuff, like your surge protectors, and use surge protectors and bike locks. It's much cheaper to protect things, you know, like from a power surge or from theft of a bike than it is to replace those items. Yeah. And also protect things that are in your room. You know, my son's room seems to be the hangout place and it's really cool, but now one of his, you know, laptop power cords is missing. So things kind of walk off if you're the cool place to be and everyone's there and, you know, you never know.
Yep.
And then finally, try to avoid loans. But if you have them, make sure you're paying the interest on those student loans while you're still in school.
Yep.
So that's it.
Or daddy is going to pay them.
Yeah, I wouldn't rely on daddy. Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with doing community college the first 2 years and then finish up either. I mean, there are a lot of strategies with that.
Yeah, that's a good point, Craig. Yeah. And there's certainly nothing wrong with sticking with, you know, a trade school either. Trade professions are highly compensated and hard to replace. Yep. You know, it's hard to find a job if you graduate with a degree in English literature, right?
Yes.
But if you graduate from tech school as an electrician apprentice or something, you're going to have a job right away.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You're set. That's not going to change anytime soon.
No, can't replace plumbers with people in India.
Nope. And the robots will not be doing that. It's too custom.
Yep.
All right. That was great. Thank you, Amanda.
Thanks, Frank.
Just a reminder, folks, check out rockonthemoney.com for links to all of the locations where you can subscribe to the podcast, direct links to Spotify, Apple, Google, TuneIn, all of them are listed right there on the front page of the website. Plus, we have all the podcasts hosted right there on the website, so you can listen to it. We also break down the podcast to each individual question and make it a separate post so you can easily find what you are looking for. We also have great articles, guides to tell you how to freeze your credit, how to buy a vehicle, everything located on the website. If you find this podcast to be of value, please share it with a friend. Let them know about us. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button, that like button, wherever you're listening to the podcast. Let everybody else know that you love the podcast and help us spread the word. We're here for you. We're not charging anything for this. We're not selling anything. It's all for you. It's your community, and we're going to make this happen together. Thank you, everybody, and we'll see you again next time right here at Rock on the Money. America's Heartland USA. All opinions expressed by the host are solely their own and do not reflect the views of any company, affiliates, or advertisers. Investments or strategies mentioned in the show may not be suitable for you. Before acting on any information in the show, you should consider whether it is suitable for your particular circumstances and strongly consider seeking advice from your own financial or investment advisor.